Coming up on KUCB News, Penn Air continues service cutbacks and St. Paul Island moves towards active management of their reindeer herd. Stay tuned.
Local news is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 25 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, a water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair can be reached at 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Zoe Sobel with some local news on Tuesday, September 5th, 2017. The largest air carrier in Southwest Alaska is continuing cutbacks across the country. Penn Air plans to end government-subsidized flights to 3 Nebraska and 2 Kansas cities this month. The airline requested last month that the U.S. Department of Transportation subsidize their essential air service flights to the Pribilof Islands. These events follow the carrier's announcement that it is filing a Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization plan and will shutter operations in Portland and Denver. The Chapter 11 filing comes 3 months after Penn Air canceled daily freight service to Unalaska due to declining revenue from its U.S. Postal Service contract. For the last century, reindeer have roamed St. Paul Island without much oversight, but now the tribal government is stepping up its management style to boost subsistence options and the local economy. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Laura Craigle has more.
Fleshy red reindeer quarters are spread across the tables of St. Paul's Tavern. Surrounding them are eager preteens, wielding knives and wearing plastic gloves.
I don't think we could cut through this bone. It's like that thick.
No, you don't want to cut through. You don't want to cut through the bone. No.
The kids are learning how to butcher a hind shank, how to feel along the bone with their fingertips, slice through the tendons, and free the best cut of meat.
Yeah, do you want to cut the joint right there? Can you see that?
Uh-huh.
Yep. There you go. Nice.
Lauren Devine is one of the instructors at Reindeer Camp, a first for the small island of 500 people.
Having just a first shot at Reindeer Camp out here is a really big step for us.
Specifically, Devine says it's a step towards an active management program for the island's herd. Even though reindeer have lived on St. Paul for about 100 years, she says the tribe hasn't done much more than distribute hunting permits. That's slowly beginning to change because the community needs another consistent source of meat.
Especially in light of like other resources that are declining, and the struggle becomes greater every year.
So tribal leaders have started investigating ways to develop reindeer as a robust option for subsistence. Devine says they're experimenting with different hunting seasons and harvest strategies, in addition to offering community education like this camp.
We're at the starting line. Whereas a lot of other places in Alaska are much more developed, or they have these, you know, champions that have been around for a long time in the reindeer world, we're building our knowledge base from the ground up.
That's clear from the dozen or so kids at camp. Most are pretty new to the animal, including 9-year-old Riley Melvidoff.
My dad only hunted one down.
But his family likes the meat. He says they liked having a stash of it in their freezer too, alongside their fur seal and other more established subsistence foods.
Yeah, I was into it.
Riley's family isn't the only one interested. Tribal leaders say more and more people are picking up permits, heading out on the tundra, and taking a shot at reindeer hunting. Eventually, that participation could translate into something more profitable.
They have an opportunity to be able to sell the reindeer meat in the store.
Erin Carr works for the Reindeer Research Program at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. She's partnering with the tribe to expand St. Paul's economy and freezer section through commercial sales at the local grocery store. It'll take a while, but Carr says the program would let people support the island's hunters while avoiding the astronomical prices of other meat. Back at reindeer camp, the kids finish their butchering lesson and shed their bloody gloves. They gather around the grill in silent excitement.
So you want to sear it on medium high?
Finally, the reindeer is served up, the taste test begins, and the reviews are positive.
Really good. You want to try?
In St. Paul, I'm Laura Craigle.
Governor Bill Walker said last week that he will call the legislature back for a fourth special session, primarily focused on revenue. But he did not say what revenue options he'll put on the agenda. The session would convene on October 23rd in Juneau. There is a $2.4 billion gap between what the state spends and what it raises in taxes, fees, and oil royalties. The legislature has used savings to close that gap the last 3 years. Walker said in a statement, quote, "We cannot continue to rely on the volatility of oil prices to fund classrooms, roads, and troopers." Members of the mostly Democratic House majority say they're willing to consider what Walker proposes. But the Republican-led Senate majority may be more skeptical. Anchorage Republican Senator Kevin Meyer says lawmakers should first determine if there's a consensus on revenue before justifying the expense of another session in Juneau. He noted that the Senate voted 15-4 in May against an income tax passed by the House.
I actually would hope that maybe we can meet in Anchorage prior to the special session and just see whatever the governor's proposing as far as a tax bill, if that's truly what it is, and just see if there is enough interest or consensus to justify flying us all down there and paying us per diem.
Walker says he and his team will work with lawmakers to narrow the focus on the various revenue options available. A Walker spokesman says the special session proclamation will be issued on or before September 22nd. When the organization PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, rolled out a new social media campaign, it caught on with an unexpected group: hunters. All across the country, the slogan "Shoot selfies, not animals" was co-opted by people putting up social media posts featuring trophy photos of game taken in the field. It's a bit of a social media mockery, but as Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, PETA is still counting it a success.
Anchorage resident David Nikolai spotted something he found funny online.
I saw a friend post a PETA frame as he was butchering a moose, and it was a pretty great photo for me.
Beneath the eviscerated ungulate was the phrase, "Shoot selfies, not animals," in hip-looking, curly font.
Being a hunter myself, I had to just copy it and put it up across all my social media.
In the picture he uploaded, Nikolai is posing proudly next to the spiky antlers of a caribou he shot last year. The frame has been downloaded more than 400,000 times, and a lot of those images feature camo-clad hunters posing over dead deer, bears, squirrels, moose, and more than a few turkeys. But PETA says even if hunters thought they were making fun of the organization, it didn't work.
It totally backfired on them, shot our frame up to number one on Facebook, got us all kinds of attention, and is, you know, bringing the anti-hunting message to a whole new audience.
Daniel Karen is an outreach coordinator for PETA. He says that with so many gory photos of dead animals flooding social media feeds, non-hunters may be put off, and people who might not have ever heard of PETA are now getting funneled toward their messaging. Karen doesn't believe the Shoot Selfies campaign has anything to do with people who hunt out of necessity, who he says are just a tiny share nationwide of the people who shoot animals.
The majority of people killing these animals are doing it for fun. And those are the types of people who are going to post a picture on Facebook in the frame to poke fun at us. So the people who made this popular on Facebook and the people that we're targeting are very much the people who do this for fun and who are teaching their kids to do it.
Karen doubts people who depend on subsistence hunting for food are spending much time on Facebook. But to Nikolai, that sounds out of touch.
It's definitely patronizing. It feels like it's a disconnect of this traditional way of life in this culture.
Nikolai is Yupik and Athabascan, and even though he lives in Anchorage and could get by without filling the freezer with game, he still says there are plenty of worthwhile reasons to hunt and post about it on social media.
Subsistence is our way of life still, especially for people still living in rural Alaska. You know, the idea of not shooting animals means not eating.
Nikolai says he'll keep hunting and points out selfies aren't going to feed the family. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Zoe Sobel. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org. Please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecast.